You are tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. Speaking of artists, the next are certainly at the top of that list, with Rini Rozdas, her album Crossing Paths. The track, Frivo, followed by John Patitucci. The album, Spirit Fall. The track, Lipum.
Thank you.
got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, where you're treating your ears to the artists that are making the jazz of today. Coming up next on the queue is Reza Bezi from the album Sound Remains. The track Presence, followed by Eric McPherson from the album Double Bass Quartet. The track Skippy. Thank you.
again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
A day of watching birds is nearly always a day of surprises, and an August day brings surprises unique to the season. You can see some songbirds in patchy, almost unrecognizable plumage, as if they were going incognito. You can see songbirds with gaps in their wings, entire feathers gone missing, and most jarring, the occasional bird with absolutely no tail. What's going on? Well, many birds, which by August have just finished the intense rigors of nesting and raising young, now undergo a complete molt. Molt is a cyclic process of feather growth. As new feathers begin to grow in, they push the old ones out. In the next few weeks, some birds will replace all of their feathers. Why do birds molt? Because feathers wear out. Songbirds, like the scarlet tanager and hooded warbler we've been hearing, birds that migrate long distances, need to complete this process on a tight schedule. They need to be ready before it's time to strike out for Central America in September. So, sometimes all the tail feathers fall out at once, leaving a bird, for a few weeks, looking rather ungainly. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, a.k.a. SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.